All right, so everyone, ready for a deep dive. Today, we've got a story that's, well, it's definitely intriguing, unbelievable even. It's about this stockbroker, Stewie Pitt, and how he just vanished from a Caribbean cruise. Poof, gone.
Yeah, and then he reappears 3 years later. Crazy, right?
Absolutely bonkers. I mean, it sounds like, something you'd see on late night TV, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But honestly, there's a lot we can unpack here, even if some of the details, might seem a little, out there.
I mean, that's the thing with these survival stories, right?
Right?
There's something about them that just grabs you. It makes you think about, well, like what you're really made of, I guess.
Makes you think about your own limits.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's back up a bit.
Okay.
Let's set the scene.
All right.
It's the 90s, right? Think Wall Street, big money, the whole shebang. And Stewie, he's right in the thick of it, living the dream. Suits, parties, you name it. Then he's about to get married, decides to celebrate with, what else? A swanky Caribbean cruise. Probably sipping champagne on deck the whole nine yards, and then suddenly he disappears.
Vanishes like into thin air.
Gone. And officially, he just fell overboard.
Just like that.
Cruise ship sails on, nobody even notices until later, and there he is, stranded in the middle of the ocean.
Talk about a nightmare, right? I mean, lost at sea.
The vastness, the isolation.
It just taps into a primal fear, you know?
It does. And for Stewie's fiancée, Marie, this wasn't just some abstract fear, it was her life. But here's the thing about Marie. She refused to believe he was gone. Just flat out refused. So she does what any of us would probably do in a Hollywood movie. She throws everything she has into finding him. Expeditions, private investigators, you name it. For 3 years.
3 years, that's incredible. Just the sheer willpower to keep going, the hope.
I know, right?
It really makes you wonder what kept her going for so long.
The human spirit's a powerful thing.
No kidding.
And then, after 3 years of searching, get this, a bunch of fishermen stumble upon a dude looking like he's been through hell and back on a deserted island. Turns out, it's Stewie, alive, against all odds.
It's almost like a movie, right?
I mean, I can't even imagine what he went through.
Yeah, just the physical and mental endurance to survive like that for years.
It's insane.
Yeah, it really makes you question like the limits of human resilience, doesn't it?
Seriously, because it wasn't just about finding food and water.
Right.
It's that isolation, that mental battle, facing the fact that he might never be found. It's pretty damn heavy stuff.
Makes you think, could you do it? Could you dig that deep and survive something like that?
That's a tough question to answer,
It
honestly.
is.
But it's questions like these that people have been debating forever, right? Like, how do we survive? What makes us tick?
And there are other cases out there, you know, people surviving crazy situations. Like, there was this woman, Julian Kopke, who survived a plane crash in the Amazon.
I vaguely remember hearing about that.
Yeah, and she had to like trek through the jungle for days to get to safety.
Oh, wow.
It's like when survival kicks in, we tap into something primal, something we didn't even know we had.
And you have to wonder about that. What does it take to unlock that?
Who knows? Maybe we all have it in us.
Maybe. But let's be real here. There's got to be a part of us that's a little skeptical, right?
I mean, yeah, some of this stuff, it does sound a little too perfect.
Too good to be true. Almost like something out of a book.
Yeah, and you know, memories can be tricky, especially after something traumatic. Details get fuzzy, things get mixed up. It happens.
And speaking of details, we got some interesting intel from our favorite internet sleuth, Inspector Story.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been digging around online. You know how he is. And there's some whiskers out there, people questioning Stewie's story, wondering if it all adds up.
Makes sense. I mean, people want answers. They want to know the truth.
And apparently, there are some inconsistencies popping up, like the timeline doesn't quite match up, stuff like that.
Yeah. The internet always on the case.
And some people are saying, look, how could anyone survive on a deserted island for that long?
It's a fair point. The logistics of it all, it's mind-boggling.
Totally. But here's the thing.
What's that?
Whether every single detail is true or not, the fact is Stewie went missing. And he was found alive years later. And that alone says something pretty profound about us, about our will to survive.
Right. Even if there's some, let's say, creative storytelling involved, the core of it, that resilience, that hope, it's still powerful.
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes the questions a story raises are more important than the answers themselves.
Good point.
Like, what are we really capable of? What does it really mean to be lost and then found? Those are the things that really make you think. And
Absolutely.
that's what really gets me. You know, it's like, okay, let's say everything Stewie's saying is true.
Okay.
How the hell did he do it? Not just the surviving part, but like the mental part. 3 years alone, that's gotta mess with you.
That's what I keep coming back to. It's one thing to figure out food and shelter, right?
Right.
But the isolation, the not knowing if you'll ever get back. That's a whole other level of crazy.
Like, what do you even think about all day?
Right.
I mean, there's got to be some serious psychological effects from that kind of isolation.
For sure. And I don't think we even fully grasp what that does to a person.
It's like sensory deprivation, right?
Kind of, yeah.
You're cut off from every, all those sights and sounds and people. Your brain's got to scramble to make sense of it.
And it probably starts creating its own reality, right?
I mean, probably. Hallucinations, paranoia, all that stuff. Plus, you're facing your deepest fears head on with no distractions.
That's wild. Almost like being forced into some extreme mindfulness retreat.
Yeah, kind of like that, but way more intense. And to survive, you'd have to find a way to deal with those emotions, find some inner strength.
It's like a real-life test of, just how much a person can handle. But let's not forget, it wasn't just mental.
Oh, absolutely. The physical challenges are insane.
Just the basics like food, water, shelter,
Right.
not to mention the weather, the bugs, whatever predators are lurking around.
Your body's constantly under stress, dehydration, hunger, lack of sleep.
It's mind-blowing that anyone could make it through that.
It really shows you what the human body can endure when it has to.
But you also got to wonder, was there something about Stewie that made him, more able to handle it?
Oh, interesting. You're thinking like his personality?
Yeah, I mean, he was a stockbroker, right? High-pressure job, used to making tough calls. Maybe that somehow prepared him for this.
It's a thought. Researchers have looked at that. The idea that some people thrive under stress, they're wired differently.
Risk-takers, problem-solvers. Maybe those traits are what you need when you're stuck on a deserted island.
It's funny, right?
We
We
just...
usually think of survival skills as like, building fires and hunting and stuff.
Right.
But maybe it's just as much about mental toughness, strategy, things you wouldn't necessarily learn in the
So
wilderness.
maybe those Wall Street years were actually his training ground. Who knew?
It's wild to think about. But even if he had all those advantages, there's still the question of coming back.
Yeah, after 3 years, how do you even begin to fit back into normal life?
That's the thing, isn't it?
It's got to be almost like a culture shock.
Totally. Everything's changed. People have moved on.
And you're dealing with the trauma, the memories. It's a lot to process.
Absolutely. And it's not something you just get over. It takes time, support, understanding.
We often forget about that part of the story, We celebrate the survival, but the aftermath, that's its own beast.
It is. It makes you realize that survival, it's not just about making it out alive, it's about what comes after. It's a tough one for sure. But you know what's neat is that Stewie, he's not exactly hiding from the world.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, isn't it? You'd think after all that he'd want to just like disappear, live off the grid.
Exactly, but he's doing the opposite. He's out there, he's in Florida giving motivational speeches, even wrote a book about the whole thing.
I know, it's almost like he's using what happened to him to help others.
It's pretty inspiring when you think about it, turning that trauma into something positive, something to help people.
I guess sometimes that's how we deal with things, right?
Maybe we find meaning in the struggle, find a way to turn it into a story that can help others.
And that's where things get kind of, well, messy.
Oh, what do you mean?
Remember those whispers online that Inspector Story was talking about?
Yeah, the people questioning Stewie's story.
Yeah, it seems those whispers have gotten a bit louder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and now some people are straight up saying he's making stuff up.
Like completely fabricating it.
Not necessarily the whole thing, but maybe embellishing certain parts, making it juicier.
To
Yeah.
sell more books? I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
Exactly. And it makes you think, right? How much of it is real and how much is, for the story?
It's tricky, isn't it? Because even when stories are based on real events, they change over time. We add details, we leave things out.
And memories can be so unreliable, especially with something this intense.
Totally. But here's what I think.
What's that?
Whether every single detail of Stewie's story is true or not, it doesn't really change the big picture.
The fact that he survived.
Yeah, and not just survived, but came back and found a way to like process it
And
all.
use it to help others.
Right. And that's what resonates with people, I think.
It's the hope, the resilience.
Exactly. We all want to believe that we have that strength inside of us, that we could overcome anything.
It's a powerful message.
It is. And it all comes back to the power of stories, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even if a story isn't 100% true, it can still teach us something, make us feel something. It can spark a conversation.
Make us think about what we're capable of.
Exactly.
Well said. And on that note, as we wrap up our deep dive into the, let's say, complicated story of Stewie Pitt, I want to leave you all with a question.
Okay, I like it.
What about you? If you were to write a book about your life, what story would you tell? What would be your themes? What would you want people to take away from it?
Damn, that's a great question.
Makes you think, right?
It does. It makes you realize that we all have a story to tell.
We all have those moments of struggle, those moments of triumph. And maybe by sharing those stories, we can connect with each other on a deeper level.
Maybe that's the whole point of it all.
Maybe it is. Big thanks to everyone for joining us on this deep dive. Remember, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions. And don't forget to check out Inspector Stories Instagram for more mind-blowing stories and deep dives into the unknown. Until next time.